We're doing the halachas of Shmona Esrei. We're up to the 16th chapter, 22nd halacha. Yesh nagin itnoa b'shat ha'tfilah. Some have the custom to shuckle, to shake as they're praying, and that goes on the verse that says, Kol atzmotai tomarna Hashem ichamocha. It's as though all of my limbs are saying, God, who is like you? All of my limbs unify in blessing and praising God. And there are different opinions as to whether this is the proper way of doing it or not. So Rav Chaim David HaLevi, he holds it's not proper. So that's not the right way to do it, because you're standing before a king. Who stands before a king going like this? That's not right. The Kuzari says it's in our blood, you know. And that he has to concede. He says, those who shuckle, those who shake in prayer, they have what they're relying on. At the end of the day, your focus should be for the sake of heaven. If you focus better by shuckling, okay, so the Kuzri says it's still remnants of the awe of Sinai, that our body still has a tendency to shake out of awe. Okay, if you're shaking and it inspires Kavanah and it's a part of all my limbs praising you, Hashem, fine, you have who to rely on. If you stand like a statue, stand straight, firm, solid, in prayer, you have who to rely on. Rav Moshe Kamenetsky, when he'd stand in Shmoneh, Rav Moshe Feinstein, when he'd stand in prayer, he'd stand solid.
It's because when the Russians interrogated him, he said he never felt so intimidated in his life, so like humble, when they made him stand erect and be interrogated about being religious. So when he came to the States, he adopted that practice during Shmoneh Esrei.
I never heard that. I hear. Okay. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky used to shake in the Shmoneh Esrei.
And Yisrael said he did. I think originally did, but then he switched.